I would have gotten suspended for fighting if Terry hadn't stopped me in time. I didn't mean to go off on Alana. I know she's just worried about me. And it's not like I didn't apologize for shoving her. I'm just so sick and tired of people interfering with my life. I had been running on the treadmill in the gym that day. Usually I go out and run on the track, but it was one of these rare rainy days in Arizona, so I used the treadmill instead. I don't know, I just kept pushing myself to keep running, and I guess Alana got worried I was going to collapse or get hurt or something. So she tried to intervene, and I just lost it. I started screaming at her and pushed her right off the treadmill beside me. I wish people would just get off my back and mind their own business. Like, I was perfectly fine on the treadmill. I get it, I was making a scene, and Terry was right to step in, but I just needed a minute to cool off. I did not have to get sent to the principal's office. I kept telling them I was fine, but they sent me to the nurses anyway. Sure, I was a little dehydrated and probably a tiny bit shaky, but I could have handled it. I especially didn't like going to the nurse because they probably called my mom. She already expects I'm having a relapse with my bulimia, and today is definitely going to push her off the edge, and she'll be more upset than she already is. Getting in trouble and causing my parents more grief is the last thing I want. They already have so much on their plate dealing with my brother Cody and his cancer. He got diagnosed several months ago. I don't know, I guess I just have a lot on my mind. And it's not even like I don't like Alana. I mean, she's my friend. All the stress had just been bottling up and it just came out. I think she noticed I haven't been myself these past couple of days either. As much as I want to be left alone, I shouldn't have lost control on her. It's bad enough the bulimia is back. Now my mom's gonna have to drive me back and forth to counseling appointments and on top of all the appointments for Cody's cancer treatments. And Dad works all day doing a bunch of jobs just to make ends meet. What am I doing to contribute to the family? Getting in trouble at school. I can see the strain on my mom and dad's face, and I'm really scared for Cody. I've tried to read up on leukemia to understand what he's going through and maybe try to help with what I can, but honestly, it just makes me twice as scared. Leukemia seems to be more survivable than some cancers, but that doesn't change the fact that my little brother has cancer. Cody may aggravate me sometimes, but I can't lose him. He's the only brother I have. But sometimes it's just too overwhelming to think about. Am I selfish for wanting to get my driver's license so I can get away from here and not have to deal with any of this?